Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Demai, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. What does Bein Hashmashais mean? It's that time each night where we're not sure if it's still part of the previous day or it's already the next night. It's somewhere between sunset and the three stars coming out. Many, many different shitas. But one thing is for sure. There is some zone that we're not sure. It's called Bein Hashmashes. Maybe it's day, maybe it's night. Friday night, of course, I can't do malacha because maybe it's Shabbos. Well, the Maisa, it is a suffix. It's not for sure Shabbos. So Chazal were matir different things, like taking off Maisa some demai during that time period. But if it's for sure Tevel, if for sure I knew you didn't take off Trumasi Maisris, then you can't. You can't take off Maisris on Shabbos, and you can't take off Maisris even Bein Hashmashes, when it's suffix Shabbos. So here's what's happening. Halakeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim, we begin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet B'Ezus Hashem. Someone buys wine, this is Erev Shabbos, from Kutim. The Kutim, like we have seen several times in this Masechta, gave Maisris, but only what they ate or drank themselves. They had no problem giving you something that no Maisris were taken from. The Kotel did hold to certain mitzvahs, but v'lifnei iver l'asita michshel, which means not to cause someone else to do an aveira, that was not one of their mitzvahs. So the wine that I'm buying from the Kotel, and again, the Kotel were people that were forced into Eretz Yisrael, and there's a whole issue, because they were Megaya themselves, only because of lions that were attacking them. We're not sure if they're real Gerim, they're not real Gerim, whatever the case may be. This is not demai. I know that what they sell me, they don't take off my Maisris from. Now, at one point, Chazal said, you're not allowed to drink their wine. They made a gzeira. But this is before that gzeira. So I'm allowed to buy the wine, but my problem is, they didn't take off Maisris. It's now Bein HaShmashais, Erev Shabbos, coming into Shabbos. What can I do? I want this wine. I want to be able to use it on Shabbos. Now, either he bought it, Bein HaShmashais, or maybe he bought it during the day and he forgot to take off Trumasi Maisris till now. But the bottom line is, he needs the wine for Shabbos, and he didn't take off Maisris, and it's Bein HaShmashes. So we have an Eitzah for him. He should be able to drink this wine on Shabbos. Oimir is going to say it like this. Before we see the words inside, let me tell you what's happening over here. He's going to make a condition before Shabbos. He's not separating any Trumas and Maisris. He can't even point out this and this is going to be my Truma, this and this is going to be my Maisr, and so on. What he is doing is he's making a condition that after Shabbos I'm going to separate the necessary Trumasi Maisris, and I want it that when I separate it, Matzah Shabbos, it should be as if it was already in place from now, so that the rest should be mutter, and we're allowing him to do that, we're allowing him to apply what's called Breira, or what he does later, Huvra Davala Mafreya, it's as if it was done retroactively, and okay, so what he took of Matzah Shabbos, that's the Trumasi Maisris. What he ate on Shabbos or what he drank on Shabbos is okay. Now let's see the Mishnah inside. Halakeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim. If someone buys wine on Erev Shabbos from among the Kutim, and it's already Bein HaShmashais, Oimer, he says as follows. Shnei Lugin, two Lugin of wine. A Lug is a measurement. Shani Osid LaHafrish, that I am going to separate after Shabbos out of the 100 Lugin of these wines. Harei hein truma. It's going to be as if the truma was taken from now. I'm not taking it now, but when I do it then, it's going to be as if it was taken from now. That's going to be the truma gedayla. And how much truma gedayla normally do you have to give? Maisra is 10%, but how much truma do you have to give? Minat toira, it could be very little. Midrabanan, there are three shiurim. A generous person will give a 40th. An average person, a 50th, stingy person, a 60th. Now, first of all, let me remind you, we didn't deal with Truma Gedoyla till now. We dealt only with Truma Smeiser, because we were talking about Demai. When you buy Demai, you don't have to give off Truma Gedoyla. We know the Amoratsim do that. But here that he's buying it from a Kuti, he has to give Truma Gedoyla to the Kain. This we never had yet. And let's say Truma Gedoyla, let's take the average shear, is a 50th. That means, let's say, for every 50 loig of wine, he would have to give one loig to the Kainas Truma Gedayla. So if he has 100 loig of wine, and he wants to give 1/50th, he would have to give 2 loig to the Kayan for Truma Gedayla. Mimela, Oimer, he says, Shnei Lugan, the 2 Lugan of wine, Shani Asad Lahafish, that I am going to separate after Shabbos out of my 100 Lugan for Truma, Harehain Truma. Right now they are Truma. Again, what does this mean and what is he accomplishing? I thought you can't separate Truma Ben Hashmashais. If it's not Dmai, if it's Vade Tevel, you're not allowed to separate Truma Si Maisras. Well, what he accomplishes with this Tanai is that when he's going to separate the two Lugan after Shabbos, it's going to be as if the Truma and the Maisra was in place from before Shabbos, as explained. That's why he had the green light to drink the rest of the wine, even before he physically separated it. Because one more time, I know I'm repeating this several times, but it's important to understand it, we're applying Breira, which means, retroactively, it turns out that this was the two that was always meant to be Truma, even though he only separated it after Shabbos. And that's going to give me the green light to be able to drink the rest of the wine on Shabbos. Now, of course, he has to separate more than Truma. But we're starting out with Truma, then Vasara Meiser, besides the Truma Gedayla. Let's be very careful how we touch the words over here. The Asara, 10 look that I'm going to separate out of the 100 after Shabbos, Meiser, they should be considered Meiser Risha now. Even though he's not separating the Meiser Risha until after Shabbos. But because he made this statement, it's as if it became clear that the rest is already good now, besides the Meiser Risha. Now, before we go any further, so, are you telling me that when, after I separate Truma, which is the 50th, I have to give an additional 10%? As if I never took off Truma? In other words, 10% from what's left? And the answer is no, technically not. If you have 100 lug and you took off 2 for Truma, so you're left with 98, you don't have to give 10% of 100. You have to give 10% of 98, which would be 9.8 lugan. Just the Mishnah is just using a quicker lashon, but the Mishnah didn't mean to say, as the Batanura points out, that he has to give another full 10 lug for Meiser, because you don't. It's 10% overall, including what he took off for Truma. Now, he's still not finished. The Tisha, 9 lug that I'm going to separate afterwards out of this wine, that's going to be Meiser Sheni. So here too, what he's saying is, after Shabbos, when I'm going to separate the 9 leftover lug for Meiser Sheni, it's going to turn out that the Meiser Sheni was chal on this wine to start with, and therefore the rest of the wine is good. It's as if he separated the Meiser Sheni from before Shabbos. Here too, when we say 9 lug for Meiser Sheni, it's also not exact. Because after he separated 2 lug for Truma Gedayla, and as we explained beforehand, 10% of the 98 that was left, that's only 9.8 for Meiser Rishon. So how much is left? 88.2 lug. So the Meiser Sheni would be 10% of 88.2 of what's left. You don't have to take Meiser Sheni 10% from the entire amount. It's 10% from what's left after you take off Truma and Meiser. So again, if he starts out with 100, he took off 2 for Truma. He's left with 98. He took off then 9.8, which is 10% of 98 for Meiser Risha, and he's left now with 88.2. Either take out your calculator or trust me. And he has to give Meiser Sheni 10% of 88.2, which is 8.82 lug. But the Mishnah is just using a quicker lush, and the Mishnah is saying 9 lug, but it's not a whole 9 lug. At this point, Umechel v'shoyis, he can begin to drink. He can drink the wine on Shabbos. Let me ask you something. In the previous mission, when he was fixing the Demai, we said that with the Meiser Sheni, right away, he removes the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni by transferring it to money that he set aside. How come we're not saying that over here? And the answer is because he can't. By the way, when I said the previous mission, I mean the first mission of this parak, as well as we had it earlier as well. Over there, the Mishnah told us, U'Meiser Sheni, after he separates the Trumas Meiser, he doesn't have to give Trum Gedayla there because it's Demai. So after he separates the Trumas Meiser and the Meiser, so the Meiser Sheni is on the north or south side. So he was koveya amakom. He set aside. That's where it is. Now, once you do that, and you say that's where it is, you can go to the next step and say, I'm transferring the kedusha over to money. Here, he's not allowed to do it. He can't be koveya amakom, because it's tevel, it's not demai, and it's already ben hashmashos. He can't say the maaser sheni is on the north or the south. He can't say where it is. He could only say that the 9 additional lugn that I will separate after Shabbos, that's going to become maaser sheni, and then we'll know it's as if that was maaser sheni from now. But he can't say now where the maaser sheni is. And the same is true for where the truma is, where the maasers are. Could only say what I plan to do later, I want it to take effect now. But because it's Vaday Tevel on Ben Hashmashos, he can't point to it and say, this is it. He can only give us as much direction so that we can say, okay, he did enough Ben Hashmashos that when he does it after Shabbos, we can apply Breira and say, that's not the one that was meant to be Maaser Sheni all along. These are the ones that were meant to be Trumas and Maasers, and therefore, it's as if it was fixed from before, and the rest is as if it was good from beforehand. But you understand that there's no way he could have said the Kedusha is going over from this to the money, because there was no this yet. He couldn't single it out yet. That's going to happen Matzah Shabbos, we're going to know what the this is. But before that happens Matzah Shabbos, I can't redeem it, because I don't have the it yet. Zakta Bat Tanura. We paskin that midrabanan, you could say breira, you could say, okay, retroactively it's as if it was done. Even though you're doing it later, it's as if all along, being that eventually I picked this, so it's a simon, the other was good to start with. That svara works only by a drabanan, not by a deraisa. And being that we're talking about vade tevel, you can't use breira where it's a deraisa. So lahalacha says the batanura, this can't be done. So, chazing over our Mishnah, this man is buying wine from Kutim during such a time that you are still allowed to. He knows for sure it's Tevel. It's already been Ashmashais. What he can say is, okay, these two lug, which I'm going to be separate after Shabbos as Truma, it's as if it's Truma from now. And the 10 that's going to be Meiser, it's as if it's Meiser from now. And the 9 that's going to be Meiser Sheini, is as if it's Maaser Sheni from now. And even though he's not doing it till later, but when he does it later, it's going to be retroactively, these are the ones that were the Trumasi Maasers, and Memela, the rest was good all along. This is a special Kula that we're allowing him to apply under these circumstances, being that he's stuck. Once he does this, Mechel the Shais of the Mishnah told us he can begin to drink. And by the way, there's another pshat that Mechel doesn't mean to begin, but it means he can add the necessary amount of water that he used to dilute the wine with and then drink. But either way, it's the green light for him to go ahead and drink.